I'm Mark Gray,
and this is Stephen Gray, and welcome to the I Love Weight Loss podcast.
Hi, this is Mark and Steve from iloveweightloss.co.uk. Today I'm going to give you another tip on how to reduce the risks of prostate cancer. Firstly, I want to apologise for the disparity in height. I know we're identical twins, but unfortunately I've had a growth spurt, so I hope it doesn't cause you too many eye issues. But we're going to give you some workable, actionable steps, and my little brother here is going to come up with the next one.
So one of the biggest risk factors for developing prostate cancer is actually environmental toxins. That is the amount of toxins you take in from around you. So that can be from food, it can be from water, it can be from drinking the way you drink your water from bottles and things. So one of the best tips I can give you to really go a long way to helping minimize your risk of developing prostate cancer would be to have a look at how many toxins you're actually exposed to. So do you drink water from a plastic bottle that you leave in the sun that gets heated, and therefore what happens is the BPA, the bisphosphonal, I can't pronounce the whole word, but basically the bad chemical seeps into the water and then mimics bad types of estrogens within your body. So it'll actually lower the amount of testosterone you have, increase the amount of bad estrogen you have, which raises your risk of prostate cancer.
Do you microwave in plastic? So do you microwave your food in plastic?
Yeah, so anything, whenever you're thinking plastics, if you're ever heating plastics, that's really, really bad for you. So microwaving, like Mark says, in your plastic in a microwave is bad for you because it seeps into the food and you then therefore absorb that. Plastic that gets heated, like I said, goes into the water. Also make sure that the quality of the water you're drinking is good as well. One of the biggest things that's happened over the last few years is that the female pill has actually seeped into the water supply, so that every time you're drinking from a tap, you're actually getting a lot of bad types of estrogen, hormone mimicking things that basically mimic the bad types of estrogen within your body and therefore increase your risk of prostate cancer.
Actually, they say that testosterone in males has dropped. Is it 30%? In the last 10 years, and it's dropped another 30% in the 10 years before that. So basically, we as men don't have as much testosterone as our fathers, who then didn't have as much testosterone naturally producing as their fathers and their fathers before. So imagine what our children, if we ever have them, are going to have. They generally, if they carried on as the norm, their testosterone would be a bit lot lower. But that's also one of the reasons their instances of disease will be higher.
Exactly. So prostate cancer, that's why it's one of the such massive growing cancers. Also, when you buy your food, if you look, a lot of stuff's packaged in plastic. So have a look at how you're exposing yourself. Also, if you can, I know budget-wise it can be quite very expensive, but buy certain foods at least organic. So the thinner-skinned fruits, for example, you're better off to buy them organic. If you have some big, thicker things such as avocados and things like that, they tend not to be as exposed to pesticides. But if you'd like, well, if you comment in the box below, we'll actually be able to give you a list of the types of foods that, if you can, you should make a big effort to buy organic, such as coffee is one of them, for
strawberries.
Example. Strawberries, and a few different other foods. So just comment in the box below, we'll be happy to give you a list.
Also, I want to break through any taboos, because I know prostate cancer, that's the whole point with men. Men are dumb, we're stupid, we don't check ourselves for prostate cancers, we don't check
anything. Get it checked,
we don't get it. You can check yourself. Oh, prostate, oh gosh, sorry, I was thinking testicular.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was completely
not
off
sure
there.
You're going to want to do that.
Completely off. So you don't do that, but do go to the doctor and get it checked up. Have you been checked up? It shouldn't be a taboo anymore, and we want to just give you as much information as you can to help prevent, but also obviously seeking medical attention if you feel you need to get checked up is obviously very important.
Correct.
So, speak to you soon. This is Steve and Mark from iloveweightloss.co.uk.
Go to iloveweightloss.co.uk for our free 7-step fat loss program.